The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mike Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Armchair Traveler. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the New York Times and the News and Observer. Now, before we begin our journey on today's Armchair Traveler, I want to remind you that neither the North Carolina Reading Service nor I are endorsing any of the cruises, safaris, tours, or other travel itineraries that might be featured in the articles that we'll be reading. These are selected simply for your enjoyment and edification. Today on Armchair Traveler, we're going to begin with cozy retreats for a winter getaway. How's that sound? This article written by Stephanie Rosenblum, and even though it was written for the Christmas holiday and appeared in the December 8, 2023 issue of the New York Times, these cozy getaways are perfect for any cold weather event and cold weather travelers. So let's find out more. The season of mittens and hot chocolate is upon us, and if you'd rather spend a tranquil afternoon beside a fire than brave the crowds at a big ski resort, these snowy getaways are for you. Picture yourself in a luxury treehouse in the woodlands of Vermont, or a quiet cottage in the Catskills, or a retro motor lodge near Grand Teton National Park. Consider a new boutique hotel in Rhode Island from which you can tour Gilded Age mansions trimmed for the holidays, or check into a stately newcomer in Germany and browse Christmas markets in places you thought existed only in fairy tales. From Bavaria to Wyoming, winter wonderlands await. And we begin in Barnard in western Vermont. It's called Twin Farms. A bedroom with glass walls, a deck with wooden chairs, and a long wooden rail encircling it all is surrounded by trees like a luxurious treehouse. This is a caption to a photo. And it says the 8 new treehouses at Twin Farms in Barnard, Vermont, were designed to blend into their natural wooded surrounding. This luxury estate in Barnard, Vermont, about 15 miles north of Woodstock, recently added 8 places to stay that are likely to capture the imaginations of travelers in search of quiet and perhaps a bit of childlike wonder. Known as the treehouses, the first new accommodation category the property has introduced in 30 years, each is around 800 square feet and cantilevered about 14 to 20 feet above ground. Observe birds from your private balcony, have a soak in the oversized tub, savor breakfast with ingredients from the farm and the dining nook, curl up with a book by the fireplace, and come evening drift off in the king bed. The 8 treehouses, each reached by its own wood and metal pedestrian bridge, were designed to blend into their natural surroundings and are in addition to the intimate property's other accommodations, which include 4 rooms in the main house, 10 cottages, a 2-bedroom lodge, and a 4-bedroom farmhouse. When you descend from your airy, take your cues from the season. Spend a few hours with a puzzle or settle in for a game of chess or checkers. Visit the Furo, a bathhouse with salt water heated to 104 degrees amid the woods. Work out at the fitness center. Explore the property's more than 300 acres where you can try winter activities such as ice fishing, snowshoeing, and fat tire biking. Once you've worked up an appetite, don't hold back. Your meals and drinks are included. There's no set menu in the main dining room. While at the redesigned Twigs, an a la carte menu changes monthly and may include pastas, stews, soups, pies, and Vermont cheese. Twin Farms allows guests ages 14 and older. Now, rates include all meals, beverages, cocktails, wine, and use of the on-site recreational offerings and equipment. Treehouse prices, well, they go from $3,500 a night for 2 people. The main house winter prices are $2,600 a night for 2 people. And briefly described in this caption is the other one called the Weston. A traditionally decorated cozy bedroom has a big pine bed decked out with fluffy pillows, wooden floor, a big fireplace, chintz curtains, and a comfortable looking chair. Now, this one opened last November. It has 9 rooms and suites whose decor includes English and American antiques. Drive about an hour north of Twin Farms, where we just were, and you're going to find the town of Weston, where you can hunt for treasures in the aisles of the long-standing Vermont Country Store and spend mornings in the brisk air of the nearby Green Mountain National Forest. The Weston Hotel had its official opening here in November and has 9 rooms and suites. The suites have private decks with cozy decor, including English and American antiques. While there's plenty to enjoy outside, if you don't feel like braving the elements, you can stroll over to the spa. There's also a yoga studio and a fitness center. The hotel restaurant, the Left Bank, offers French country fare like oysters, onion soup, gratiné, and steak au poivre. And for dessert, gâteau, mousse, and au chocolat, and tarte au fromage, and other treats. Now, rooms are available for booking Wednesday through Monday. Prices go from $450 a night. Then we move on to Newport, Rhode Island for the Gardner House. Now, the homey lounge area of a hotel is dominated by a fireplace with a burning fire, a big cushioned ottoman, and comfortable chairs. This includes 2 deco-like leather chairs and other comfortable-looking seating. The walls are blue-green, the floors are wood, and there are rattan shades on the windows and lots of pictures on the wall. Now, in the heart of Newport, Rhode Island, the Gardner House is a new waterfront hotel. It has 21 rooms and suites, and some with harbor views. While Newport is widely considered a summer destination, this time of year it has its own charms. You can tour the city's Gilded Age mansions, including Marble House, built by William Vanderbilt, and the Elms, modeled after a French chateau. Now bedecked, it was bedecked, with Christmas trees, poinsettias, garlands, and wreaths, and that was just a month ago. And you can check out special events like the Holiday Lights Show at the Breakers Estate, built in the late 19th century by Cornelius Vanderbilt II. Just in time for the festivities of the past holiday, there was a new place to linger. Gardner House, a waterfront boutique hotel, opened in November. 21 rooms and suites, some with harbor views, all with dreamy hues and bamboo and rattan touches. It's just a short walk from the hotel to the shops, bars, and restaurants of Thames Street and to the Sailing Museum, which opened last year. Now, yet for some of the loveliest views of Newport Harbor, you need not go anywhere at all. The hotel's studio bar has a fireplace where you can keep warm on chilly nights with cocktails and conversation. Bites include warm olives, hummus, yellowfin tuna, arancini, charcuterie, and Kobe beef sliders. Now, prices start at $725 a night. Well, let's move on now to Shadaken, New York. Now, we're going to be looking at the Shadaken Inn on a snowy day. In this picture, a brick and stone building with a pitched roof, mullioned windows, and a large central stone chimney. It looks very inviting. The green arched entranceway, covered with a few inches of snow, has the word Shadaken Inn printed on it. In front of the building, to one side, is a snow-covered bush. Now, in New York's Catskill Mountains, Shadaken Inn is a rustic retreat set on 12 acres. It recently added 3 roomy cottages to its accommodations, which also include 15 rooms and suites, some with fireplaces. It was built in the late 1920s as a golf course clubhouse and reborn as an inn. This escape in the Catskill Mountains beckons with a fireplace indoors and more than 12 acres outdoors. In addition to its 15 rooms and suites, some with fireplaces, the inn is now expanding with 3 standalone cottages. Each cottage aims to deliver rustic charm, that's in quotes, as the inn puts it, and is more than 1,300 square feet, with 2 bedrooms, a kitchenette, a washer and dryer, and mountain views. After a soft opening, the grand opening of the cottages was slated for January 1st of this year. Now, wander outside for a hike or pull up a chair and indulge in s'mores around a fire pit. Rent snowshoes for $24, or you can work out in the 24-hour fitness room. Dinner is available most days of the week at the clubhouse restaurant and bar, where you can relax over burgers, beer, small plates, and entrees that incorporate local ingredients and change with the day and season. Prices start at $274 a night for a room, and from $980 a night for a cottage. Daily breakfast is included. Well, we move from the East Coast all the way out to Jackson, Wyoming for our next location. It's the Virginian Lodge. And this photo caption reads, at twilight, four young people, each wearing watchman caps and jackets, sit beneath the strings of fairy lights around a square fire pit on a clear deck-like area that also has three small domed structures with plastic walls and chairs and tables inside. In the background is a long, low motel, and below that, a steep, dark hill. At the Virginian Lodge in Jackson, Wyoming, 165 retro-style rooms, 20 suites, pop-up igloos, fire pits, and an all-season pool await guests looking for affordable lodgings. Now, this motor lodge dates to the 1960s and is just 10 minutes from Grand Teton National Park and about 2.5 hours from Yellowstone National Park. Recently, it became part of the Outbound Motels, a nascent hotel group offering affordably priced properties in locations that are close to nature and lively towns. There are two Outbound hotels so far, the others in Mammoth Lakes, California, and more are in the works, including properties in Stowe, Vermont, and Yosemite National Park. Now, at the Virginian Lodge, you're going to find 165 retro-style rooms, some with bunk beds, and 20 suites. There's also a seasonal RV park, but the real fun happens beyond your sleeping quarters. Gather in pop-up igloos and hot tubs or around a fire pit for s'mores. Go for a dip in the all-season pool, and you can walk down to the town's shops and restaurants and visit the area's parks and hot springs. To mingle with fellow guests and locals, head to the Virginian Saloon, where cocktails and beer are accompanied by karaoke nights. At Billy's Burgers, you'll not only find pub fare like burgers and waffle fries, but falafel and Greek salad, too. Save room for soft-serve ice cream. For food and drinks on the go, Midtown Liquor has adventure essentials like coffee and grab-and-go breakfast burritos. Stop by the walk-in and drive-through window for wine, beer, and sloshies. That's a local favorite, made with liquor and ingredients such as sugar, ice, and frozen fruit, or juice. Now, prices range from $118 a night plus $20 nightly resort fee. That does not include tax. Well, we head overseas for our final stop in this tour. It's Munich, Germany, Rosewood, Munich. And the caption on the photo says, a glamorous, intimate bar is decorated in a modern style with deep red cushioned chairs surrounding a small, shiny, round table and a bar area in shades of gold and bronze with mirrored shelves filled with bottles of liquor. Now, the room is low-lit and there are columns and stylish lamps. Set in two grand historic buildings, the new Rosewood Munich in Munich, Germany, offers 132 rooms and suites. Now on to more details. Those wintry scenes you may have read about once upon a time come to life in Bavaria, where historic cities are blanketed by snow and strings of lights glow across open-air markets. It's there in the capital of Munich that Rosewood Hotels and Resorts has opened its first hotel in Germany. Set in two restored buildings, the former Bavarian State Bank headquarters and a former residence known as Palais Neuhaus Pressing, the 132-room and suite property offers a contemporary take on Baroque and Rococo styles, as well as a grand departure point for exploring the beauty of Bavaria. The Rosewood Munich is convenient to many seasonal pleasures in and around Munich, and that includes the popular Christmas market in Marienplatz. That's the city's central square. Now, to celebrate the holidays, and again, we go back a month and a half ago or so, as many locals would be doing there, simply step outside the hotel and go for a stroll through Munich's old town, including the central square, Marienplatz, where you can explore a Christmas market. Now, day trips to historic and picturesque cities with their own Christmas markets are but a train ride away. Nuremberg, for instance, is about an hour and a half from the hotel. An approximately two-hour train ride will take you into Regensburg, where the old town of Regensburg and the Stadtumhof district is on the UNESCO World Heritage list. If it's too cold to travel near or far, stay put and get pampered at the spa, swim in the indoor pool, or work up a sweat in the fitness area. The hotel also has two courtyards, the Palaischof and the Wintergarten, for hanging out with friends and strangers while sipping a cup of tea. Now, for Brasserie fare, including regional specialties from Germany and beyond, such as Wiener Schnitzel, Bavarian risotto, dumplings, and roasted Bavarian acorn-fed pork, try Brasserie Kelvilles. Now, while away the long winter evenings with cocktails and live jazz at Bar Montez, named for Lola Montez, the dancer, an actress and politician who had an affair with King Ludwig I of Bavaria, among others. The minor events of this remarkable woman's career, the Times wrote in an obituary in 1861, quote, would simply material for a dozen romances, unquote. Now, prices for this day are from 700 euros a night, or that's about $760 U.S. dollars. So, quite a treat for some cozy winter getaways. And getting there is always part of a traveler's itinerary. And as we all know, the automobile is one of the most popular ways to travel. That's where we feature our next article, 10 destinations across the U.S. for car enthusiasts to add to their bucket list. Pamela Avila originally wrote this article for Stacker, and it was later published in the November 27, 2023 online edition of The News and Observer. Let us begin. They move us through the world, but automobiles play an even more significant role in our daily lives and culture. More than simply a mode of transportation, a car can be a form of self-expression, a marker of social and economic status, and a reflection of the times. Dating back to the 15th century, when Italian polymath Leonardo da Vinci was creating designs and models for the world's first self-propelled vehicle, the automobile has a rich history that can't be traced to a single inventor or point in time. From steam, electric, and gasoline vehicles, as well as countless styles, makes, and models, the world has seen many iterations of the car. They've played a pivotal role in shaping American culture and have particularly been used as forms of self-expression and a way to build a camaraderie belonging to communities of color. A quick drive through predominantly Latino, Black, and Japanese American communities in Los Angeles will open your eyes to a world of elaborate paint jobs and over-the-top hydraulics of the lowrider car clubs that have served as a cultural touchstones for these folks. Now, Smithsonian Magazine tracks lowriding in L.A. to the 1940s, when car culture began developing in the U.S., particularly in Southern California, where people were adapting to a post-war urban landscape in which cars were more necessary to get around broadening cities. But the Latino community and their lowriders, typically consisting of Chevrolet Impalas, old-school Fords, and vintage Cadillacs, among other types of cars, isn't the only prominent car subculture around. Japanese-American auto enthusiasts have also played pivotal roles within the car scene since the 20th century, especially in Southern California. Now, in Los Angeles, around the 1970s, Japanese-American cruisers would roll out their freshly detailed vehicles and descend on the annual Nisei Week Festival, according to the Japanese-American National Museum. Cars have not only helped us go from point A to point B, but they have been cultural touchstones in society, which is why car-centric destinations may also provide unique insight into the history and making of the United States of America. To help aid car enthusiasts, Copilot scoured news articles, tourism sites, social media platforms, and the web to complete this list of travel destinations for people who love cars. Admission prices are subject to change, so you need to check the websites for the latest information. But here are the 10 destinations in their list, and we're going to start with first, the National Automobile Museum in Reno, Nevada. Head over to Reno to peruse through a collection of more than 200 cars at the National Automobile Museum, displayed amid lifelike facades and artifacts from their respective time periods. Recognized as one of the 10 best automobile museums in the U.S. by Gallery Magazine, the Reno Car Museum opened up in 1989 from the seat of gaming mogul Bill Harrah's car collection. You're familiar with Harrah's casino, same name. Now, split into four galleries, the museum features cars built in the 1890s and onward. Car lovers will get a glimpse of different exhibits, including celebrity automobiles owned by Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and John F. Kennedy. Exhibits include the 1907 Thomas Flyer car, which won a race from New York to Paris in 1908, and a medley of speedy cars that have raced competitively on places like the roads of Mexico and the manicured tracks of Indianapolis. The admission costs are $15 for adults, $13 for seniors, and $10 for youth. Second stop, the Zimmerman Automobile Driving Museum in El Segundo, California. The Zimmerman Automobile Driving Museum is a hidden gem you don't want to miss. The museum, which boasts over 130 antique vintage and hot rods, is a one-of-a-kind experience as you can actually sit inside some of the classic beauties on display. If that's not enough, the museum hosts weekly Sunday rides where they're able to ride alongside the museum's drivers around town. Car lovers can also rent a vintage automobile from the museum for film shoots, photo shoots, weddings, and private events. Admission or suggested donations to the museum are also fairly affordable, $5 for children over 10. Seniors are $10, adults $15. Now on to number three, the Savoy Automobile Museum in Cartersville, Georgia. Savoy Automobile Museum in Cartersville, Georgia opened in December 2021 and has since drawn flocks of car lovers from around the world to ogle at the four-wheeled beauties housed there. Now, located on a nearly 40-acre property, the Savoy Automobile Museum features four galleries for temporary exhibitions and a fifth gallery for its permanent holdings. Called the Savoy Collection, the permanent collection houses a 1932 Buick Model 67, a 1939 Lincoln Zephyr, a 1955 Willys Bermuda, and a 1967 AMC Marlin, among others. Other rotating exhibitions through 2024 include the evolution of Bigfoot, an automobile that started his life as a 1974 Ford F-250 pickup and eventually morphed into other large-size creations. An exhibit on Tatra, a Czech vehicle founded in 1850, produced in collaboration with the Lane Motor Museum in Tennessee. And then you have a showcase of TV producer Brian Fuller's unique custom car and motorcycle builds over 20 years. The one-story Savoy Automobile Museum, which easily accommodates wheelchairs, costs $15 for general admissions, $5 for youth. Now on to number four. This is at Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance in Carmel, California. Over the beautiful coast of Monterey County in California, automobile fans gather each year for the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance. Since 1950, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance has been a highlight. It was first a social event associated with Pebble Beach road races, and that ended in 1956. Now today, it is a flagship event of Pebble Beach Automotive Week. During the event, car collectors gather on the 18th hole of the Pebble Beach Golf Links and vie for the title of Best Show, or Best of Show, I should say. Now, judges critique their vehicles based on elegance, technical merit, and history. Other events and showcases on the grounds include the Pebble Beach Motoring Classic and the Pebble Beach Retro Auto. Now, the Pebble Beach Motoring Classic is an annual road trip of about 1,500 miles as proud car owners drive down the Pacific Coast to finish at the Concours d'Elegance. Meanwhile, the Pebble Beach Retro Auto is a show of collectibles and memorabilia for past auto eras, as well as art and luxury items. Tickets for this event are available months in advance and are released in November of 2023. Prices typically close to $2,500 and increase the closer ones gets to the time of the event. Number five, Martin Auto Museum in Glendale, Arizona. Now, the Martin Auto Museum in Glendale, Arizona was founded in 2005 by owner Mel Martin, an expert mechanic who can also fix the cars in the collection. The museum features over 160 vehicles and hosts a large collection of auto memorabilia, antique gas pumps, and signage. Its building also has three rooms for special events. Events booked will have access to the museum's carousel, game room, and outdoor patio. Now, considered a nonprofit organization, the museum asks guests for a $10 donation. Then you have the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles as our sixth stop. Located in L.A. along Miracle Mile, the Peterson Automotive Museum is just a stunning and grand outside as it is inside. where it displays over 400 vehicles, one of the world's largest automotive museums. It features over 100,000 square feet of space. Now, it chronicles the evolution of automotive engineering achievements and its impact on American culture over the past 120 years. Whether you're into vintage and old-school cars or more of a Ecto-1 aficionado or prefer the big-bucks cars like Ferrari and Bugatti, there's something at this museum for everyone. Museum goers can view different iterations of Teslas today, famous cars from film and television like the 1989 Batmobile, and Porsche cars from the 1950s onwards. Admission costs $19.95 for adults and $12.95 for youth. Our seventh stop, well, it's fairly famous, Bonneville Soft Flax Raceway in Wendover, Utah. More experience-oriented travelers who prefer being behind the wheel may consider the Bonneville Soft Flats International Raceway in Tooele County, Utah. The flats formed thousands of years ago when Lake Bonneville covered most of Utah. As the lake drained, it left the Great Salt Lake by Salt Lake City and the Bonneville Salt Flats behind. The Salt Flats were a hard surface that went on for miles, perfect for racing, according to Auto Week. Vehicles on the flats could reach up to 600 miles per hour. In recent years, however, the salt on the flats has been reduced to a fraction of the thickness it was at its peak. Consequently, the Utah Salt Flats Racing Association has canceled its World of Speed event two consecutive years since 2022. However, if you're in the area, people can still scope out the area and imagine the cars racing on the Salt Flats. Number 8, Land Rover's Rock Crawl in Moab, Utah. Now, ready for an adventure that'll last more than a few hours at a museum? Buckle up for Land Rover's Rock Crawl in Utah. Now, expert Land Rover instructors are going to guide you through an incredible Moab desert landscape as you partake in a desert off-roading from behind the wheel of Land Rover vehicles. The four-day excursion begins with a stay at the Red Cliffs Lodge, where you'll meet others who have signed up for the same adventure. Over the next 2 days, explorers will see breathtaking rock formations, sloping rock layers that will test their driving skills. The final days for rest, explorers can trade wheels for horseback or a bit of TLC. And I have to inject here, when it comes to Land Rovers, they are quite a vehicle. And I would, if you're interested in going out there, you may want to do this and try driving it. The interesting thing about that was the vehicle that I used when I lived overseas in East Africa many years ago for a couple of years, where I taught school and did some other things. And an amazing vehicle. It got us around some of the most unbelievable terrain. And so that's worth the trip, I would think. Number 9 is Claremont Collections Automotive Museum in Chicago. And they spell Claremont with a K and Collections with a K. Over 300 award-winning and historic vehicles dating back from 1909 are on view at the Claremont Collections Automotive Museum in Chicago. The museum was founded by World War II veteran and entrepreneur Larry Claremont, whose passion for cars started as early as 5 years old. Some of the vehicles on view are a 1906 American Motors Tourist and a 1924 Pierce Arrow Series 33. Nestled halfway between Chicago O'Hare Airport in downtown, the car museum is ideal for travelers visiting out of town and locals looking to explore their backyard. The adult tickets, $21.95. Seniors, $19.95. Youth, $15. If you're coming with the whole family, they also offer a discount admission package for $49.95. Final stop, number 10, LeMay America's Car Museum in Tacoma, Washington, much like the car museums. LeMay America's Car Museum began as Harold and Nancy LeMay's personal collection, which eventually grew to 2,400 vehicles. Harold LeMay is the founder of Washington State's largest trash removal companies, and he generously opened his collection to the public once a year, drawing as many as 10,000 people, and that was without advertising. After his passing in 2000, plans were made for the 165,000 square feet museum, which opened in 2011. The MSN named the attraction one of the world's 10 best automotive museums. Well, there you go, my friends. A lot of fun there on the road. I hope you've enjoyed your journey today on Armchair Traveler and that you'll join us again next time. I'm Mike Edwards, and I've been reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and I remind you that the content of our program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Armchair Traveler, by the way, is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. That, again, is all one word, ncreadingservice.org, or as some say, org. Now, if you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Our number again, 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.